Psalm 62. Truly, I am waiting upon God, because from him comes my salvation. So in a sense, we're just waiting. And it's difficult to wait. Who likes waiting? Because it's a case of being patient. We know that Jesus is going to come, and all the issues and pain that we have will be resolved when he comes. But, of course, we want it right now. So this cry, "How long," is really common in the Bible amongst all the faithful. "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I will not be greatly moved." So only God is our rock and salvation. "How long will you imagine mischief against a man?" Again, it's this whole thing about how long is always to go on for. "You're going to all of you be killed. Like a wall that collapses, that's how you're going to be, and as a fence that totters over. They only consult to cast him down from his high place. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inside." Well, God sees all that. He really does. And in the end, although people may be all very sweet and smarmy in their words, when in their heart they hate you, in the end, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And sooner or later, those people will say things that are bad. "My soul, wait only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, and I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are vain, and men of high degree are a lie to be laid in the balance. They're lighter than vanity." So you might think, oh, if I've got this person helping me, or that person on my side, or those people on my team, oh, that must be great. But that's not how it works. Because really, all human help is so weak. It's absolutely nothing if it's balanced against the help that God gives. It's easy to say this, but very often we're tempted to think, oh, if I've got those behind me, or if the doctor says this, then it must be okay. And, oh, he said this, so it must be good, or whatever. And really, it is only God's opinion that really has any value. And in a lot of these things that we're desperate to have an opinion on, God actually does not publish, as it were, his opinion about them. "Do not trust in oppression. Don't become vain through robbing people. If riches do increase, then don't set your heart upon them." That's so true. Don't rob and steal to try to get more. And if God does bless you with more, then don't set your heart upon those riches. Because our heart should be elsewhere. If we've got nothing else in our lives, then all we're thinking about is our wealth. "God has spoken once, and twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, that is, to God alone." That means there's no room for a Satan, a devil, or anything like that. That God alone has power. Wealth has no power of itself. There's no political power. There is no power apart from that which God allows. "And also unto you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you give to every man according to his work." Now that verse is quoted right at the end of the Bible, when Jesus himself says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." Well, we are not saved by our works, we're saved by God's grace. But it is also true that when Jesus comes, all our works to some degree, in some way, will be sort of factored in. Like Jesus says, "When I was hungry," he's going to say to us when he comes back, "Well done, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink." Likewise, he'll say to those who won't be in his kingdom, "Well, look, when I was thirsty, you didn't give me anything to drink. When I was hungry, you gave me nothing to eat." So this has huge meaning for our lives today, that absolutely everything we do in our lives will be judged in some form, or will be factored into the result of the final judgment. And so we are today working out how we are going to eternally be in God's kingdom.